Hi, everybody. I'm Lates Camera Jackson. It's the LCJ Q&A. Joining me, the composer of the new drama, My Cousin Rachel. It's out this weekend, Rael Jones. Rael, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Jackson. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Fantastic. So I saw the movie last week, and I got to say, I really liked the music. It was elegant, really nice, very appropriate. So congratulations.
Thank you. It's very nice of you to say so. Thank you. It was real fun to work on as well.
This is based on the 1951 novel and 1952 Oscar-nominated movie. Were you familiar with the My Cousin Rachel story before being a part of the new version?
I was, actually. I've never seen the old either TV or film adaptations of it. But when I saw that Roger Michel, the director, who's somebody I've worked with before, when I saw he was going to be adapting it, that was the point that I read it, which is 2 or 3 years ago now. I heard that it was Roger's next project, and maybe we spoke about that was his next project, and so I thought I'd give the book a read, and it was a fantastic read. It's a classic novel, obviously. So I felt quite privileged to come to the project already knowing a fair bit about it.
Yeah, very cool. And you mentioned Roger Michel. He did Morning Glory, a TV news movie I really liked, and he also did Hyde Park on Hudson, which was the FDR movie with Bill Murray back in 2012. You were a music editor on that film, so is that how you two first met?
That was the first film, that's right. So I music edited on that film. We got on really well. So every project since then, I've been music editor, the two after that, and then on this one, it was quite a step up for me because I became the composer, which I think was really nice for both of us that the relationship had developed in that way.
A little more pressure this time around, going from music editor to composer?
Not really, no. I didn't do that especially. Music editor can be a tough job. It's one of those jobs which people don't, you know, it's not as glamorous, obviously, as composing. People don't know what it is sometimes. Sometimes being a music editor can be more stressful because, especially in situations I've been in where it's right at the end of the process and you're doing the final mix of the sound effects and the music and the dial together. If it's not working at that point, if the composer's delivered something that everyone's not happy with, you have to do what you can with it, and everyone's worried and stressed at that point, and there's very little time left. So that can be quite a stressful point. I've got to say, it never has been stressful at all with Roger, because he's very decisive and always knows what he wants, and he's sort of, I think, for whatever reason, the projects we've done together have been really under control at every point. But sometimes things are out of your control, but just because time runs away with you, or people have differences of opinion, this kind of thing. It didn't feel pressured particularly at all. I think also separately from my relationship working with Roger, I'd done other feature films composing in the interim, you know, so it's like my career developed separately, and then this was the first time that we'd worked together in this way, but I think I'd grown in confidence separately.
And the movie was filmed spring 2016, so how long after filming was complete were you able to see some of the footage and begin your creative process?
That's a good question. I reckon it must have been around August, possibly July. I saw quite early cuts. I mean, at first it was quite sporadic, just little bits here and there. And Roger was keen for me to work away from picture, in terms of the actual writing side. So it was about writing themes on piano and playing them to him live on piano away from picture until he heard something that he found resonated with the various themes of the story. And then when those themes had developed sufficiently, I'd give them just as piano demos to the cutting room at first. And then later, I'd orchestrate them and make them fully fledged cues to picture. So I'd then adapt them to picture and get a bit more detailed and technical.
And what I've really found interesting in watching the beginning section of the film is that there's really a difference in tone of the music between before Rachel arrives and after she arrives. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I think before she arrives, and Roger was really helpful with this, because Philip's really imagining somebody that's about to arrive, and the person that materializes just isn't what his imagination is. Mm. So it could be, you know, Attila the Hun. It could be a really fat Italian lady who's, you know, really horrible. So he's got in his mind all these things. And then, of course, Rachel Weisz turns around, and from that point, oh, it's not the person I thought. So the music has to acknowledge that. And the music becomes pretty quickly warmer and then romantic, though with some sadness, because they are both in mourning in their own ways. Mm. And there's still elements of suspicion, but from that point, it's less angry, at least at first, and it's warmer.
And much of the film is just the two main characters. It is Rachel, played by Rachel Weisz, and Philip, played by Sam Claflin from Me Before You. And I read you decided to sort of match up specific instruments to both of these characters and both of these actors, as well as some of the supporting characters in the film.
Yes, yeah, so to some extent. I'm always careful not to be too literal with instrumentation and characters, or indeed themes and characters. I think that you can be too on the nose with that sometimes, because if there's a character there on screen, you can see fully well that it's Rachel Weisz. You don't need the music to remind you that, oh, this is the Rachel Weisz music. But I suppose it's more emotions and themes, as in narrative themes, have musical themes to accompany them. And so whenever Rachel is somber and in mourning, which is for a lot of the film, very often a clarinet in the low register of the clarinet, which really for me suited her her mood in its hollow sonic characteristics. So I reached for that a lot with her. And then quite often whenever Philip's character, when he's yearning or thinking something through, he's quite often an oboe. And then when they're together and it's romantic or warmer, that's quite often the flute comes in at that point, and alto flutes as well. So, yeah, rather than being character-specific, it's more mood-specific, I suppose.
And there's a little piano section. It's about 8 or 9 bars. It's repeated during some of the scenes throughout, and you know, it keeps coming back, and I really liked that. Was that done to sort of add some psychological tension to those scenes and those moments?
Yeah, it's an interesting theme, that one, and it works initially in the film as a kind of love theme. When you first hear it, the way it's orchestrated and played, the tempo and the register of it, it's a montage of them walking down the beach, and that she's no longer suspicious of her, and he's warming up to her. Mm. So it works in that way. But the nature of the melody, it's very insistent. It's like repeated notes, and played in a different way, it becomes, rather than being a love theme of sorts, it's an obsession theme, because of the sort of repetitive, looping nature of it. It's quite a meticulous and obsessive sounding thing when you play it in a certain way. So I think we were quite happy with the fact that his obsession is born out of love, and the music reflects that with this theme and its various incarnations.
And the movie has such gorgeous landscape shots, just beautiful to look at. How were the nature aspects of the movie incorporated into your score?
Absolutely, yeah. Some of the landscape shots are fantastic. And I think that's what inspired me in particular to reach for a lot more woodwind type writing, and the French horn as well, which features, than perhaps you might commonly reach for a film of this kind. The strings don't have melodies as often as you might imagine. They're often accompanying, and it's a big string section really supporting a smaller woodwind section, and then it's soloistic woodwind writing amongst a symphony string section. And for me, the woodwind, it really does sound like nature, and it has historically throughout classical music been used very commonly in that way, whether it's Dvorak's New World Symphony or Firebird Suite by Strauss, or so the chorus of woodwind for me really fits the agricultural stroke wildlife aspect, and the French horn as well. But that always evokes, and there's a lot of galloping on horse shots a French horn is just an obvious, a lovely natural fit for that. So yes, for me, it was sense of place was very much a part of instrumentation.
And this movie definitely has a mystery feel. It has a Hitchcock feel to it. Are you a big Hitchcock fan?
I am a big Hitchcock fan, absolutely. You know, Vertigo and some of the scores for those films, Bernard Herrmann, obviously, are just fantastic. And they're very harmonically rich. And there is some of that extended harmony within My Cousin Rachel. And I know that Roger's a massive fan of Hitchcock and those scores as well. So it was a reference point. We didn't want to be too old-fashioned in this score, and it is modern, but it's some of the harmonic language certainly does have something in common with the Bernard Herrmann scores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big fan of The Birds and some of his other movies. Yeah, just amazing. And you also recently did the score for Hulu's 8-part series, Harlots, which is set in the 18th century. Have you gotten comfortable with composing for period piece movies and shows?
Perhaps so, yeah. I think just because something's set in a certain period, though, and I guess now moving on to Harlots, this is the obvious way for the conversation to go, but just because you're set in a certain period doesn't tie you musically to that period. My Cousin Rachel, in terms of its instrumentation, is quite strictly instrumentation of the time. It's orchestral. Harlots is set a good 100 years earlier, and in fact even the piano would be fairly anachronistic at that time. So Harlots just entirely does away with instrumentation at the time entirely, and is heavy rock music and electronica, and it's all about being as bold and as modern as possible. And that's something that was initially really driven by the director Cody Gideroy of the earlier episodes and the producers. And having seen the first episode, it was really clear that was the right direction, but just because of the way it's shot, and it is quite a rebellious and bold direction and cheeky, you know. And so the music being similarly bold and modern really worked.
Yeah, well, that is on Hulu. Harlots, check it out. And this weekend in theaters, My Cousin Rachel with Rachel Weisz, Rael Jones with the score. Thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
It was great to talk to you, Jackson.
I'm Lates Camera Jackson with the LCJ Q&A.